Today's episode is Who is Stealing the Wealth, the Money? As you know, wealth is not wealth doesn't disappear. It's always someone that is stealing it. And the first time that I pay attention to this event was during the 2020, when a lot of people in the politics, they were talking about socialism and cojudism, and they were talking about splitting the wealth, giving equally to everybody. So what happened? Most of the people in the middle class and lower rich class, not upper rich class, but lower rich class and middle class, they started to sell their assets, their cars, their apartments. And some people took advantage of this and started to buy, like in big chunks, apartments, real estates, and also any other kind of assets. Interesting enough is that people who bought the vast majority of these assets were big corporations. And that's when you started to ask yourself, this thing just was a way to break the hand of the people who have some assets to scare them out and buy the assets. Now, that event didn't finish there. Nowadays, I can see again the trend, but this time the target are people basically between the Gen Z age and also the millennials age. And basically, it works in the way of fear porn, porno de miedo, they call it, fear porn. So the Gen Z and the millennials, they are scared that we are not going to have a future. So what happens when you don't have hope of the future? You don't invest and you spend all your money. And the question is, who are benefiting from this fact? It's like big corporations. They are selling any crap that they can sell to the millennials and to the Gen Zs. So that's why today I want to analyze with you what could be a good plan from the future. We are in a weird situation because everything is a bubble nowadays, but at the same time we have inflation. So if you are working, is it better to invest or is it better to save your money? So we are going to explore this together. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor as always, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, you want to improve your English, and also you want to start your online business or your personal brand, join Ingles para Cholos and please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. Something that not many people talk about is like, when we are talking about investing, there is something that we should do before investing, and it's having a cash cow, una vaca de flujo de caja. That's how they call it in English, a cash cow. A cash cow is something, could be a business, could be a rental, could be any kind of more or less passive income that gives you an average return per month. You want money coming to your bank account every month. If you don't have that, don't try to invest your money. This is a classic mistake, especially between people who want to invest on Bitcoin or crypto. They try to put all their life savings on Bitcoin, and you never know what is going to happen to the market. So maybe it tanks for 3 years, and they cannot afford to wait, and they have to sell their assets, losing money. So that's why before investing, always try to create your cash cow. I'm not going to go deep on this topic of how to start a business, but you can ask this question. Who are the addicts in the market? What is that market that always is going to work? For example, in my case, it's people who buy steroids. I don't care how bad is the economy. People will buy steroids anyway. Even during quarantine, even when the gyms were closed, people continue buying their steroids because those are addicts. Those just buy. So what is the thing that you understand and what is the market that you know that always will keep buying things? That is a good target. Another one is what I call the escape market. When the things go south, when the things go wrong, what is that thing that people start to buy more? For example, I have seen a lot of money going to gambling, apuestas. I have seen a lot of money going to junk food, comida chatarra. Also in education, you know, I have seen a lot of money going to learning English, for example. When things go wrong, people want to learn English just in case they have to escape the market. But you have to check that. What is that opportunity that even if things go wrong, people will try to go for that? And by the way, we cannot forget about the security market. I'm talking about, for example, if you go to the houses, you see that most of the houses has this system of Verisure. And also, there's another one. But well, you get the point. Security is also something that is going to increase because when the economical situation is doing bad, people want more security for their homes, more security for their finance. Now, let's go here. Now that we understand that we need a cash cow, a cash flow every month, we need to understand that how can we invest our money? Because people are saying, oh, let's go for crypto, let's go for gold. I always try to first address what is that thing that not many people are talking about. And now there are two assets that not many people are talking about. Labor and ads. Labor is any skill that you can learn, this is the time to learn it. Because there are a lot of professionals that are without job, that are doing shit, and you can hire them and learn from them skills. Very cheap, for real. Maybe just sharing some product or some meal for free, you can learn. This is the time to learn skills. When it's difficult to make money, it's good time for learning skills. That's something that I understood a long time ago. And just to make you remember, this is what I call the three doors, the Uncle Balta three doors. If you cannot make money, you can get a skill. And if you cannot get a skill, you can work your branding. One of those three is going to be open, always. Even if economy is bad or up, always one of the three. Money, a skill, or brand. Try to work one of them, always. The labor is one that is cheap, and the other one that is cheap is ads. Ads is like when the economy is down, many people reduce the money that they spend on ads. So now you can get clicks for less money. How can we say it? The proportion of economy going down with ads going down is higher. So if economy goes down like 20%, ads go down like 40%. So you can get a nice arbitrage in the attention market. There are two things that I understood that are good investment is a reputation and also wisdom. Those two are things that are not taxed. Nadie te cobra impuestos. Nobody tax you for your reputation and nobody tax you for your wisdom. Therefore, let's try to accumulate this thing that is tax-free. I am not the only person who is thinking like that. Also, I heard the same thing from Alex Hormozi. It's like accumulate, get compound effect in these two things that doesn't receive tax. And then when economy start to pump it up, to improve, you can just now use your reputation, you can use your wisdom to make more money. So basically that is today's sponsor, or that is today's topic, is remember that always they will try to sell us this idea of fear, economy is going to tank, because they don't want you to invest. They don't want you to have the asset. They just want you to spend all your money. And yes, maybe it's a good idea to spend money, but not in damn shit. Acquiring skills. Acquiring skills that are going to help us to be more productive. The more skills that you have and the better that you know how to promote your skills, the less hours per day that you have to work and the more free hours that you have to keep learning more skills and also finding new markets where you can sell your things, your services or products. I hope you enjoyed this short episode. It's a holy week, Semana Santa, so I hope you enjoy your holidays. Remember, holidays are not for scratch your balls. Holidays are to keep studying and keep researching. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you maybe in some hours with another podcast or maybe tomorrow. See you.